Hello, get right into it. So, my last podcast was about creations and started with about Adam and Eve. And now, in the beginning, God places on earth to work the land, build the earth, to grow, to, be images of God on the ground level. So we'll fast forward just a little bit, but on the in the next part of that story, you'll see us get kicked out. And the reason of getting kicked out was because a person on the outside, a snake or a adversary, who placed something in their ear of the humans, to show them to create a false sense of not having all you need. Now they had all they needed in that little garden area, but they felt they needed more. They didn't even know they needed more until the placement of the snake. So, and then they went to pick the from the tree of knowing good and evil. I think there's a lot of misconception of that actually being an apple, but in fact it wasn't just a random apple. As soon as the Adam and Eve took a bite of that apple, or took a bite of that fruit, quote unquote, they started to realize things about themselves, their nakedness, and they started to create their own interpretation of what's good and what's evil. They no longer trusted what God had to say, and they trusted actually put more trust into the snake's words than the actual God's words. But we'll move past that, and I just want to talk about Cain and Abel. Man, I look at this a lot in the beginning. I studied this part, and I asked myself, like, in the beginning, if when I first seen this as a young person, I just thought, why would God, or why was Cain so mad at his brother? So if you don't know the story, both Cain and Abel, the brothers, Abel, the youngest brother, they're both working. They're outside the gate. But they know God, so they know where God is, so they're close to God. So they have a sacrifice. They try to make a sacrifice to God. So Abel brings his best. Cain brings his medium. Not the best, not the best sacrifice, but something he thought like, this would do the job. And he's upset because Abel gives his best and Abel gets rewarded. God rewards Abel for this, and he doesn't condemn Cain, but Cain felt it was a condemnation. It was a slight. It was, why is my brother getting treated fairly over me? It was a comparing what Abel has versus what Cain has. And that started the beginning of Cain wanting to kill Abel. He does it. And later, Cain, thinking he knows more, he has this sense of he was right in his own eyes. He was just right in his own eyes. He was justified in killing Abel in his own eyes. So we just fast forward to this and just see it. Cain is caught out by God. God asks him, "Hey man, what happened to your brother?" Cain goes up and says, "Yeah, I don't know. I ain't my brother keeper." And they move forward to that. So God, like, "All right, man, I gotta kick you out of here. I'm putting you on. So you gotta get away from it. I'm shunning you." And Cain, God, but God also offered him protection. I said, if anybody kills you, They'll get it seven times worse than you got. But at the same time, it felt as if Cain was still angry at God. He still felt that he was right in his own eyes. And this story just shows two things that I always pick from this is like in recent years was give your best. You can't give minimum effort and expect a thousand the greatest reward. You can't give the least and expect the best. You also, before you make certain decisions, should think about look at yourself before you look at others. Cain's main thing was he was looking at, well, if I'm not getting rewarded, it has to be God's or Abel's fault. But in reality, it was his own anger and his own sense of insecurity that led him to kill his own brother. But I just felt that was a as a more it's an important story, obviously, but it also you'll see that more often than not this time. And some people, well, we as people, we always feel like we are able. We always in the wrong. We always in the right in our own eyes. But sometimes we are Cain, we are living lives as Cain, but we just don't know it yet because our eyes are blinded, thinking that we are in the right in every situation we put ourselves in. That's why no matter what, regardless of who you see, you ask anybody in the world, everybody thinks they're a good person. Everybody. It's only a few people that say they ain't a good person. They'll just say, I did some bad things, but I'm still a good person. Majority of folks believe that they are good people at heart. But if you look deep into yourself, you ask yourself the question, man, am I a good person? And if like what makes me a good person? And am I giving my all in life? Am I just going through life doing the bare minimum, getting bare minimum rewards and expecting way more out of life than what I'm actually putting into life? We go back to creating some things in the last podcast. You have to create some stuff, create good things. The things we create can't doesn't always have to be something you can grab and something tangible. It can be some a feeling you give other people's inspiration, motivation, or just encouragement and empathy towards others and building others up. But that's all I got. Thank you.